Date Night, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Since work doesn't have anything important going on, Jaylen has more than enough time to contemplate the black-cloaked envoy. He's finally even remembered how he ended up with that incense cone in his pocket. They'd been doing inventory and cleaning, because there's absolutely nothing else going on at work. And he'd been distracted by Tru Hong while he was counting the damn things, and somehow ended up pocketing one. He thinks about mentioning the black-cloaked envoy showing up to the rest of the SID, just to liven things up. Then he thinks about the fact that he'd have to explain why and how the black-cloaked envoy showed up, and thinks better of it. Tru Shuji might actually murder him if he finds out. It takes him 2 entire days, of no black-cloaked envoy suddenly showing up to offer him a phone number or something, to decide that he's just going to have to summon the black-cloaked envoy again. Zhao Yunlan owes him a dinner at least, and possibly an apology. And then he spends a whole day trying to think of when and where and how to summon him. The SID headquarters is no good, obviously, because there's not exactly any privacy there. Wang Cheng, for one, never actually leaves. And besides, Zhao Yunlan doesn't want to imply that it's a work thing. Okay, so it's slightly a work thing, in as much as furthering relations with Di Xing and making sure he hasn't accidentally angered the possibly immortal Di Xing legend is probably important for his work. He doesn't think he can really take the black-cloaked envoy out to a restaurant either. He's not entirely sure if the black-cloaked envoy wants to be seen by Hai Xingren in general or not. But since Di Xing is supposed to be a secret, the black-cloaked envoy probably doesn't go around advertising his existence either. And the whole mask and robes thing is a bit noticeable. Not to mention the whole presence the black-cloaked envoy exudes, that Zhao Yunlan couldn't not notice, even when drunk. Zhao Yunlan might feel a bit weak in the knees thinking about it. So no. No taking the black-cloaked envoy out and subjecting him to normal people. Zhao Yunlan isn't entirely sure whose best he's thinking about there. Possibly his own, because he'll get the black-cloaked envoy all to himself. At least his home is all clean now. But there's the significant problem that Zhao Yunlan definitely doesn't cook. Not if he doesn't want to mortally offend the black-cloaked envoy. Well, he can order in and make sure everything looks nice. He can definitely do that. Does he need to go buy new dishes to eat from? Does he actually have anything that looks nice? Okay, no, that might be a bit much. He knows he has enough things to manage. He just needs to figure out where they are. How do you make dinner look nice anyway? Candles? Flowers? Okay, no, that would be a bit too much. He probably shouldn't make the black-cloaked envoy think he's on a date or something. Zhao Yunlan really wouldn't mind being on a date with the black-cloaked envoy. He hasn't damn well stopped thinking about the black-cloaked envoy, and possibly how nice it had been to wake up hugging the black-cloaked envoy. Hey, damn cat, he calls out as he opens the door to his apartment, and gets a tired sort of meow in return. Oh, you are here, he says, looking towards the cat on his bed, before throwing off his shoes and walking in that direction. Then he stops, turns around, picks up the shoes and moves them nicely next to the door, and hangs up his jacket while he's at it. No leaving things lying around if he wants the black-cloaked envoy in here. What time do you think Hei Pao Shi is free? He asks, looking around the rest of the apartment and realizing that even if it's only been a few days, somehow, random things have already ended up lying around in places they shouldn't. He quickly starts picking things up and trying to figure out where they actually should go. Are you cleaning? Da Qing asks incredulously from the bed. The food is going to arrive at some point, and he should probably summon the black-cloaked envoy then. Warm food is good. But the black-cloaked envoy might be busy. It's not like Zhao Yunlan can call ahead and ask. Maybe he should have summoned him earlier to ask if he'd be free. No, that would probably be more inconvenient. Does he have to come up here all the way from Di Xing every time? It's probably not going to endear Zhao Yunlan to him if he keeps making him run back and forth for no real reason. Jarlan stares at the umbrella in his hand. Why was there an umbrella on the couch? It hasn't even been raining. Where does this go? He asks out loud, waving the umbrella a bit. At least it's closed. How would I know? Daqing answers, sounding indignant. Somewhere close to the door, he suggests. And that sounds good enough, Jarlan thinks. Makes sense, really. He puts the umbrella away and marches to the kitchen. Right, yes, bowls and stuff. He should look for those before the food is there, probably. Lao Cha, Daqing yells. Jarlan startles and turns around to look at Daqing. What the hell is going on? He demands, staring at Jarlan. Jarlan blinks and says, You should probably leave. No kidding, Daqing mutters under his breath, but still loud enough for Jarlan to hear. Why are you being weirder than normal? He asks in a louder voice. Jarlan stops, takes a breath and... Yeah, okay. Daqing isn't wrong. He's acting stupid. He's just going to ask an immortal warrior from Legend over for dinner. No big deal. But Jarlan has already seen the black-cloaked envoy cooking, and damn well drinking from Jarlan's cup of coffee, so maybe he should just calm down a bit. The black-cloaked envoy is unlikely to explode him on sight or something, since he hadn't seemed too annoyed at Jarlan when he was way too drunk. He'd said he'd like to have dinner with Jarlan. He doesn't feel noticeably calmer. I'm inviting Hei Bao Shu for dinner, he announces. There's a long moment of silence after that. Daqing stares at him. Jarlan stares right back. You're not going to cook, are you? Daqing asks suspiciously. Nope, I already ordered the food, he says, feeling very good about that decision. Take that, stupid cat. Daqing nods a bit, gets up from the bed and with a last, I'll see you tomorrow, scrambles out the window. Traitor, Jarlan thinks, despite just having asked Daqing to leave. Jarlan looks at the food and the whole... everything. It still looks not good enough. Maybe he should have gotten flowers after all. But it's a bit too late now, he supposes. He stares at the incense instead. He needs to actually light it. Is there anything else he needs to do first? He looks down on himself. Jeans and a nice shirt. That's good enough, right? Maybe he should change into something... He shakes his head and reminds himself that this is probably the nicest he has to offer. At least if he wants something clean. Sadly, the black-cloaked envoy hadn't done his laundry, too. Jarlan bites his lip to keep down a laugh. He takes a breath. There's no point in stalling. Either he summons the black-cloaked envoy or he doesn't. And he's not turning back now. Jarlan lights the incense and waits. This time he doesn't need to wait long at all. The black-cloaked envoy is there pretty much as soon as the smoke starts rising into the air, with a crackle of not-quite-electricity and cold spreading all over Jarlan's apartment, until he's surprised there aren't icicles hanging from his lights. Jarlan shivers. His breath fogs in front of him, and Jarlan thinks maybe warm is what he should have aimed for in his clothing instead of nice. Jarlan, the black-cloaked envoy says in a solemn tone. Hi, Jarlan says and shivers again. I'm not drunk, he blurts out. Okay then, well good to get that established, he supposes. He tries to grin, but it's ruined by his teeth chattering. He should have remembered the cold thing. The black-cloaked envoy looks at him for a heartbeat and then strides up to Jarlan, who's suddenly frozen in place, and not just because of the cold. He reaches out to place a hand on Jarlan's shoulder, and suddenly a nice feeling of warmth spreads through him. It takes him a moment to realize that the black-cloaked envoy is deliberately doing that, and Jarlan isn't just happy to have him close. I apologize, the black-cloaked envoy says, still in that same solemn tone. I should have taken more care, he adds disapprovingly, clearly not happy with himself. Drowland is feeling nice and warm by now, and he's pretty sure his apartment is warming up too. He smiles. That's all right, Heilauga. It was just a bit of cold. I'm fine now, he says. The black-cloaked envoy's jaw tightens for a moment, and then he nods stiffly, pulling his hand away. Jarlan mourns the loss of touch, forcing himself not to lean in towards the black-cloaked envoy. He doesn't have the excuse of being drunk this time.
Did you need something, Chief Jar?
The black-cloaked envoy asks stiffly. Jarlan's heart feels like it drops down to the floor when he hears that address. Not really. I thought... Well, I owe you dinner, Jarlan says, gesturing at the food all laid out. It all feels so inadequate suddenly. He doesn't even have a dinner table, really. Fuck, he's so fucking stupid. Just because the black-cloaked envoy had tolerated his idiocy last time doesn't mean... The black-cloaked envoy makes a small sound, blinking rapidly, his long lashes fluttering. Jarlan is caught by the movement. The black-cloaked envoy looks at him with large doe eyes, and he really can't be all-powerful and stuff and have eyes like that, Jarlan thinks. Suddenly, words are falling from Jarlan's mouth without really checking in with his brain first. Unless you're busy or something. I couldn't exactly call and ask, and I'm probably not supposed to summon you for stuff like this, but at least I didn't summon you for a blowjob or something. Jarlan's mouth snaps closed with an audible click, as he realizes what he just said. He opens his mouth, like he might say something to fix things, and then completely fails to say anything at all. Where's his usual shamelessness right now? He'd really like it back right now. Just act like it was a joke, he tells himself. And not like he might actually have been thinking about that the last few nights. Who would be fantasizing about sucking off the black-cloaked envoy? Not Jarlan, of course not. He really needs a lollipop. The black-cloaked envoy's eyes have gone even rounder, Jarlan is sure. It makes Jarlan want to reassure him or something. Protect him from the world, like the black-cloaked envoy might need anyone's protection. Dinner? The black-cloaked envoy asks, his voice sounding a bit hoarse. He clears his throat a bit. Yes! Jarlan says a bit too enthusiastically. He points at the food. Food! Dinner is vaguely uncomfortable. Neither of them is saying anything. Jarlan keeps sneaking glances at the black-cloaked envoy, like he wants to figure out how he's feeling. The mask doesn't help with that. Or like he just can't stop looking. At least the food tastes fine. I'm sorry. About last time, Jarlan says suddenly, because he should apologize for it and because someone needs to say something before the damn tension kills him. He almost adds, I was drunk, I didn't mean it. Because that's what you say, isn't it? Except the black-cloaked envoy knows very well that he was drunk, and the other part probably wouldn't be entirely true, and Jarlan doesn't want to say it. The black-cloaked envoy looks back at him, and Jarlan has no idea what he might be thinking behind that mask. It's fine, Jarlan, he says somewhat stiffly. Jarlan thinks he's probably made him uncomfortable. More uncomfortable. This is really not going how Jarlan wanted. But I am sorry. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable, Heilauga. Jarlan insists. He leans forward slightly, ever so slightly closer to the black-cloaked envoy across the table. He's not sure if he's talking about this time or last anymore. Maybe, somewhere in his mind, before he'd actually met the black-cloaked envoy, and he'd turned out to be someone who'd let Jarlan cuddle him drunkenly, he would have loved to make him uncomfortable, because he'd been fucking annoyed at the black-cloaked envoy. Now it makes Jarlan's belly squirm uncomfortably. He sets his chopsticks down. You don't have to stay, Jarlan says. He tries to smile and then stops, not entirely sure what his face is doing. Not smiling, that's for sure. No, I... The black-cloaked envoy says uncomfortably. Then he lowers his head a bit, his voice going all soft and quiet as he says, I want to stay. Jylan's belly sort of swoops, his heart doing something wild in his chest. He grins and picks his chopsticks back up. Okay, and I'll try to be less weird at you, Jylan says, and definitely doesn't add, maybe I can give you a blowjob as dessert. Jylan racks his brain for something neutral to talk about. He's usually better at that, but he's not sure there are neutral topics when you're talking with the black-cloaked envoy. Jylan huffs, and then grins and asks, So, tell me, hey Lago, what's your favorite color? It gets him another instance of soft, wide eyes behind the mask. Jylan suspects that it means he's caught the black-cloaked envoy by surprise. But this time those wide eyes are only there for a heartbeat, before the black-cloaked envoy blinks once. His lips quirk up in the barest hint of a smile. Blue, he says, and he sounds more normal now, not quite so stiff and solemn. I'm quite fond of blue. Jylan raises an eyebrow and decides he might as well go with the obvious follow-up. Not black. I guess blue wouldn't quite have the same ring to it. Black was easier, the black-cloaked envoy says. He looks away from Jylan. He seems to hesitate for a moment, but then says, I wasn't always so good at keeping my clothes clean, you know. Dark colors were practical. He sounds a bit distant, like he might be thinking about something far away. Jylan makes a soft noise of amusement. I can't quite imagine Hei Pao Shu cleaning his own clothes, he says, even though, well, he sure had cleaned all of Jylan's home, hadn't he? Still, he's the legendary black-cloaked envoy. You tend to imagine he'd be above such mundane things. And who do you think would have done it for me? The black-cloaked envoy asks, now clearly amused. Jylan gestures lightly with his chopsticks. I don't know. Servants? The black-cloaked envoy huffs softly. You have a very inaccurate view of where I come from, Jylan, he says. Tell me then. I mean, if you want to, Jylan tells him. It makes the black-cloaked envoy give him what seems like a slightly startled smile, like he wasn't expecting Jylan would want to hear about it. Honestly, who wouldn't be curious about the black-cloaked envoy? But also, Jylan just wants to keep them talking about something now that they finally managed a comfortable conversation. About where I'm from? The black-cloaked envoy asks slowly. Jylan nods encouragingly. It gets them through dinner and the following clean-up, the black-cloaked envoy insists. The stories aren't anything personal, really. He tells Jylan about what life was like in general in his youth, about the aftermath of the meteor strike, in quick, broad terms before moving on, and then ends up telling anecdotes involving people like the First Lord Guardian. Up until then, Jylan sort of hadn't quite believed that this black-cloaked envoy really was the same black-cloaked envoy of Ti Sing legend. But he doesn't think he's lying either. Jylan doesn't say anything about it. Instead, he offers a few amusing stories from the SID in return. And then they're all done with everything dinner-related, and Jylan suddenly has no idea what to do next. If this was anyone else, well, Jylan would have been making hints about the bed being right there, and there probably wouldn't have been a dinner in the first place. Thank you for the dinner, Jylan, the black-cloaked envoy says, and Jylan can tell that that's leading up to a goodbye. He has the weirdest urge to grab hold of the black-cloaked envoy. He's pretty sure that wouldn't work to actually keep him there. You don't have to leave, Jylan says abruptly, before the black-cloaked envoy can say anything else. It stops him short. He goes all still, looking at Jylan. Jylan isn't sure what he's waiting for. We could do something else, Jylan says, He starts out meaning to sound flirtatious and then changes his mind halfway through and kind of just ends up being awkward. Maybe he would have been better off suggesting a blowjob for dessert after all. Zhaun Lan, the black-cloaked envoy says. Just that. His name. Like he never meant to say anything more. The way he says it makes Zhaun Lan's breath catch, for all that he has no idea what it means. Or at least give me a phone number or something. I have no idea if I'm bothering you or interrupting something when I summon you, making you come all the way here. The words come out quick and a bit nervous. He stops for a moment to think, his forehead furrowing. But I can't call Dixing, so that doesn't work. Is there any other way to contact you, Heilago? The black-cloaked envoy stares at him again. Jolan shuffles his feet and rubs the back of his neck, grinning hopefully at him. You want to see me again? The black-cloaked envoy asks slowly. Jolan blinks. Well, he thought that part was pretty obvious, but apparently not. He takes a small step closer to the black-cloaked envoy. He reaches out to run his hand down the black-cloaked envoy's arm, down to his hand. He takes the black-cloaked envoy's hand, lifting it between them as he steps a bit closer still. The black-cloaked envoy seems frozen in place, and Zhaun Lan really, really hopes that's not a bad thing. I would very much like to see you again, Heilago. A lot. Until you get sick of seeing me, really, he says, grinning lightly. The black-cloaked envoy's breath catches. I could never have enough of you, Zhaun Lan, he says, his voice quiet and intense. Zhaun Lan doesn't have time to react to that statement, because the next moment the black-cloaked envoy has grabbed him, spun them both around and shoved Zhaun Lan up against the door. His thigh presses up against Zhaun Lan's crotch, one hand holding Zhaun Lan against the wall, his other hand dangling in Zhaun Lan's hair, as his lips press hungrily against Zhaun Lan's, the edge of his mask pressing slightly against Zhaun Lan's nose. Zhaun Lan kisses him back breathlessly, opening his mouth for the black-cloaked envoy. He kisses Zhaun Lan until Zhaun Lan is weak in the knees, which might partly be the lack of air, really. When he pulls away, Zhaun Lan can't do anything but pant for air, his hands weakly holding on to the black-cloaked envoy's robes. The tie between his legs presses a bit more firmly against Zhaun Lan, and if Zhaun Lan had any breath to lose, he'd do that. Instead, he just grinds against the black-cloaked envoy, despite not really having much room to move. The black-cloaked envoy mouths at the shell of Zhaun Lan's ear, and clearly, some teasing ren don't need to breathe like normal people. It takes a few moments before Zhaun Lan manages to catch enough breath for words. So, would you like a blowjob for dessert? The end.